one, the Saint-Exupéry.
Napoleon.
The Little Prince. So I lived my life alone, without anyone that I could really talk to, until I had an accident with my plane in the desert of Sahara, 6 years ago.
Something was broken in my engine, and as I had this mean neither a mechanic nor any passengers, I set myself to attempt the difficult repairs all alone.
It was a question of life or death for me. I had scarcely enough drinking water to last a week. The first night when I went to sleep on a sand, 1,000 miles from a human habitation, I was more isolated than a shipwrecked sailor on a raft in the middle of the ocean.
Thus you can imagine my amazement at sunrise when I was awakened by an odd, a little voice. It said,
"If you please, draw me a ship."
"What?"
"Draw me a ship."
I jumped to my feet, completely thunderstruck. I blinked my eyes hard. I looked carefully all around me, and I saw a most extraordinary small person who stood there examining with me great seriousness.
He you may see the best portrait then. Later I was able to make of him.
But my drawing is certainly very much less charming than this model, that however is not my fault. The grown-ups discouraged me in my painter's career when I was 6 years old, and I never learned to draw anything except both from the outside and both from the inside.
Now I stared at this sudden apparition with my eyes fairly starting out of my head in astonishment. Remember, I had crashed in the desert 1,000 miles from any inhabited region, and yet my little man seemed neither to be straying uncertainly among the sand, nor to be fainting from fatigue or hunger or thirst or fear.